Are you ready to start planting? It's time to learn how to grow some crops.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. And today we are going to do that to its fullest, teach you how to become a Minecraft expert. This might be more of a beginner tutorial, and I'm sure that some of you will know a few of the tips that I will show off, but I think that there's a few things that veterans will not know. We're going to be talking about farming, growing crops. Ever since 1.4.2, we have had a lot more options. Actually, 1.4, we've just had a lot more options for growing crops. Instead of just pure wheat, we now have pumpkins, potatoes, carrots, and melons. Some of those we already had, but definitely the potatoes and carrots were brand new. So, if you're going to start off by building a farm, you first need to get the crops that will start your farm. And the easiest way to do that is to find wheat, carrots, and potatoes in a village. If you're going to find pumpkins and melons, well, they just spawn naturally throughout the world. Once you have that, you're going to have to farm them. Farm them correctly. So, let me show you how to do that. First, if you have the seeds that you're going to use to plant, you need to make some farmland, just like this. And the thing you have to do is make a hoe. Go ahead and grab some sticks, put them in the normal configuration just like that. Grab some diamonds and place them on the top. Well, if you don't have diamonds, you can use wood, stone, iron, gold, or diamonds. We're going to use diamonds just because we're in creative anyway. And that is how you get a hoe. This tool is used to pull up grass and make farmland. Once you have farmland, you can put the seeds that you have found throughout the world into this farmland. Now, farmland comes in two different varieties, either hydrated or dry. Right here, this is dry, and you can tell because it's going to turn back into dirt eventually. This over here, if I go ahead and make some farmland right next to this pool of water, over time, it will turn into hydrated farmland, just like that. This hydrated farmland will not only grow your crops faster, but it also will not disappear like the unhydrated farmland over here. This one just turned into dirt while we were looking at it. Over time, tilled soil that isn't hydrated will decay into just plain old dirt, and then if there's grass around it, that grass will take it over. So, we have this farmland right here, and this is to show off how far water will travel and hydrate land. And it's easier to see. I use these glass blocks because the outline of a block is very easy to see in these grass blocks. The water will hydrate up to 4 blocks away from its source. If I was to till this area, it will not become hydrated in this configuration until you get to where it stops. So it's 4 blocks away, and then the water will not reach any further. And this works not only just on left and right or X and Y, but it also works in the diagonal. If you count, this is 1 here. I can place down crafting tables to show you. 1, 2, 3, and 4 blocks away. Now, as I place those down, you notice that all of the farmland turned into normal old dirt blocks. That'll happen if you put a block on top of tilled soil, just like this. Now, there are a few blocks, and this is one of those things that I think even elite members might not even know about. There are a few blocks that you can place on farmland that you might not expect would work. First is saplings. Saplings you can place on farmland. These are, you know, the trees, the baby trees that you find in world. Also, tall grass can be placed if you get a silk touch some tall grass, or if have some sort of tall grass, or just want to do that. And also, all sorts of flowers and ferns can also be placed in farmland. This is a nice way to make a little garden. If you wanted the farmland to be your base, it does look a lot more like a garden than anything else. And also, whenever farmland is tilled, it will not grow grass. So this grass right here, this is a good way to create a barrier of grass. Now, let's go back to talking about water and hydration. And I have this thing set up right here to show that off. Water will travel either on the block that it is coming from, the source block that it's in, diagonally, or 1 block below it, and then also diagonally. You'll notice that these other little blocks right here. These I have 5x5 square of dirt. They will not become hydrated over time because they are too far away from... they are too far away from the water source block to be able to be hydrated. You can see they're turning back into dirt as we speak. Same thing over here. This is decaying back into dirt over time. This little strip right here is to show you that this block is over 4 blocks away from the water source block. And this is the only water source block, so they will travel down 1 block, but they will not travel up or down 2 blocks. Now, water can be very useful not only to hydrate your plants, but also to harvest them. We have some plants right here. Now, these aren't fully grown yet, and that's okay. If this happens in your world, there is a way to speed up the process. If you kill some skeletons and get some bones, you can turn that just by putting it into your crafting table into bone meal. Bone meal looks like this. We'll grab a whole bunch of it. And whenever you hit a piece of crop with it, it will bring it up one, or it'll bring it up a few different, it's kind of randomized. So either a few different levels of growth, maybe just one, maybe zero. I've seen it not do anything at all. And so you'll use up a few pieces of bone meal to grow your crops. And you'll get also this particle effect off of this side. This is a quick way, if you happen to have a lot of bones and need crops to grow, for you to get a good harvest quickly. This will also work on trees. So once you're happy with your harvest and you need to pull them all up, you either, well, that's another thing I need to show off, is that if you jump on farmland, it will create it back into dirt, pulling up whatever you have there. If you do that, it will pull up the seeds that you put down if it hasn't fully grown yet, or it will give you, oh, because I'm in creative, it didn't give me the actual block, but it will give you the wheat, which this is a wheat plant, and 0 to 3 seeds if you break the item there. Now, there's a quicker way to do this than just jumping on it, and that's what I wanted to show off this water with. Water will actually pull up crops, and so you can see it's a very quick way to pull up your cropland, and then on top of that, it will create flowing water so that it will move in a direction. Now, this isn't very efficient because the water is sort of pushing it all into all these separate little blocks you'd have to jump into. So most people will set up a contraption that looks an awful lot like this, where you have 4 source blocks and a row. I believe that it's around 7 or 8 blocks that the water will travel. And then they put a trough on the end. Now, these are potatoes. Potatoes work very similar to the seeds that I've been showing off and the wheat that I've been showing off, except that the actual potato is the seed itself. So right now we've planted potatoes, and we'll get more potatoes over time. I haven't given this enough time to grow, but I'm going to go ahead and harvest this now, and you can see what I'm talking about. It'll pull up all the potatoes, and then it will deposit them at the end of this trough. Now, you could easily use this with either hoppers so that it moves it into a chest for you, which is a really easy way to do it, or you can easily just jump down here and pick up all of the potatoes. And you can see I have 32 potatoes here. This one thing that I like about this is that it's very simple. This doesn't use any sticky pistons, and it uses very minimal redstone, and it's just a single, there's no logic to this. It's just put a single redstone line down, and it will turn on and off your pistons. Now, let's talk a little bit about melons. Melons can be found throughout the world, but they behave a little bit, that sapling that I placed earlier grew into a tree. Oh my gosh. Melons act a little bit differently. So let's grab some melons. Now, melons will show up in the world as a full block, and this is what you will find. When you pick it up, it will break into pieces, and the pieces that you get will be these melon slices. And then from the melon slices, you can put the melon slices into a crafting table, just like this, and you'll get melon seeds from it. These melon seeds you can then place into farmland, and you will start your melon crop. After it grows, and we'll pull some bone meal to make it grow much faster. Oops! it will grow into a stalk, and this stalk now has the chance to spawn a melon. to grow a melon. Now, unlike all of the other plants where it grows it just on top of where the plant was, this will actually look for a adjacent block that is empty, and it will put the melon there. So this has four areas to place a melon. I'm going to go ahead and place this melon down to show you. It'll either grow there, 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 or there. If it grows onto farmland, it will break the farmland underneath and put dirt there. Just like that. So that is how melons grow. Then you can come by and break the melon. If you don't break the stalk will stay there, and you can get multiple melons or pumpkins. This works. Everything I've said works with pumpkins as well, except that pumpkins don't drop slices. If you take a pumpkin and put it into a crafting table, that is how you will get the pumpkin seeds, which you can plant. Yep. There are a few things that cannot be placed onto farmland that you might expect could be, like mushrooms, sugarcane, and cactus. All of these require separate blocks. Sugarcane and cactus require sand, and mushrooms require darkness, and they don't need tilled soil at all. If you have some tips that you'd like to send our way, feel free to send them to us by emailing us at mail@omgcraft.com. If you'd like to follow the show, please do so at youtube.com/omgcraft or twit.tv/omgcraft. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!